Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren's address to the Democratic National Convention last night wasn't the one she had hoped to deliver. Warren was once considered a frontrunner for the presidential nomination and later was a vice presidential contender. But as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports, Warren appeared to shake off any campaign disappointments, and she gave an emphatic speech in support of Joe Biden.
If there's one thing Warren is known for, it's this.
Now, I love a good plan.
She seems to have one for everything. And last night, Warren told voters she's not the only one.
Joe Biden has some really good plans. Plans to bring back union jobs in manufacturing and create new union jobs in clean energy. Plans to increase Social Security benefits, cancel billions in student loan debt, and make our bankruptcy laws work for families.
Speaking from an early childhood education center in Springfield, Warren also highlighted Biden's plan to fund universal preschool. With blocks spelling BLM for Black Lives Matter behind her, she argued childcare is as essential as electricity and public sewer systems.
We build infrastructure like roads and bridges and communication systems so that people can work. That infrastructure helps us all because it keeps our economy going. It's time to recognize that childcare is part of the basic infrastructure of this nation.
She said Biden and running mate Kamala Harris, another of Warren's former primary rivals, will be the ones to finally make childcare affordable for everyone. And if that pitch didn't work, Warren appeared to be hoping voters will back the Democratic ticket, if for no other reason than unseating President Trump, whom she blamed for mismanaging the coronavirus pandemic.
This crisis is on Donald Trump and the Republicans who enable him. On November 3rd, we will hold them all accountable.
Warren added that voters need to keep fighting after Election Day to, quote, get big things done. She offered no hints about whether she hopes to do her part in the Senate or the cabinet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.